Yes, but anyway, we continue.
Okay. Let's see here.
Not necessarily.
Continuing on.
You're just in for your own benefit here.
My own reasons.
After another hour of following Calcamedes northwards through the forest, he pauses. Sort of weaves back and forth on his feet a little bit.
I'm getting ready to catch him if he falls.
And then he turns west and heads off in that direction.
All right, let's go. Oh.
Seems to be heading directly into a swamp.
Is there anything on the spot that he suddenly turned?
Make a perception check.
God, rolling like a beast.
28.
Yes, he left some tracks in the mud. It rained last night. The ground is soft.
Thank you.
Oh, that means the bog's going to be crappy. Can you guys go on ahead a little bit? See if there's any obstructions in our way?
I scout ahead and see if he's going to drown.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
The water is only 2 feet deep around the bog's periphery, but it does get deeper. And he looks like he's going to try and sleepwalk straight across it.
Hold in place.
Okay.
Does anybody have water walk out of curiosity?
I do not.
Nope.
Let me double check the spells I've memorized for today.
Perception checks.
Yeah, I don't got nothing. It's not good.
25.
Rolling like a beast.
Alright.
9.29.
Okay. If you got a 15 or better, then you'll realize that the deep part of the pool spans 40 feet across and 100... No, excuse me. 40 feet across and 100 feet to either side of Calcamedes' path. And while he has no difficulty descending into the pool, his intermittent snoring should demonstrate to him that he is disinclined to hold his breath.
Odds that he are going, he is going.
So,
to
in other words, let's go around it.
Mm-hmm.
How big? I scout out and see how big it is.
Yeah.
The swamp extends quite a ways in either direction. It seems very long and narrow.
You mean wide and thin?
Long.
It's a marshland.
Narrow. It's a marshland. The deep part of it is fairly is not far across.
I look around to see if there's any form of a raft or a boat.
Or maybe
we could just walk around it because
isn't
it a
huge tree that fell over? We could use as a bridge.
No. The deep part of it is 40 feet across, and no trees have collapsed across it. You do not find any boats.
Wait, and we can't just go around it?
It would be very difficult because it's fairly long.
Are there any trees at all in the area?
Sure, there are trees.
I have an idea. Could we just tie him up, wrap him to a rope, and essentially carry him across?
It's 40 feet deep. How deep
is
it?
Why?
The deep part is 40 feet across. The deepness, I'd say, is... roll a d6 and multiply the result by 5.
30 feet deep.
It's 30 feet deep.
So, we're going to have to try to carry him across...
Our
heads.
Let me rephrase. Well, one that suggestion was made without the knowledge of it being 30 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
That said,
did we bring that ring of sweat?
No.
For that potion.
There was elixir of swimming in the cat at the.
I would imagine that we would still have it.
But walking and swimming are two different things.
Yeah. So what is swimming? That only gives you plus to swim,
wait,
right?
If it's the, wait,
it so
could we ride. Could we possibly shoot an arrow across with a rope across it and we kind of just shimmy across, or in his case just pretty much tie him up and drag him with the rope essentially? I do have some water.
Swim. Does it make it
crap,
so
I have water.
Okay, so just
air bladders.
Just a
plus air bladders. Yes.
Like a plus 5.
That's specifically water breathing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, but we can just fill them up and basically just float them across.
Indeed.
And we just tie them up, bound, and gag them. So what I'm suggesting is that I take my air bladders. I have 3 of them. Essentially...
You bought air bladders?
Yeah.
How perfect is that?
No. Hey, I had 750 gold to spend, and I have a lot of strength. I'm going to fill out my kit.
Okay. Yes. You can attach
gold.
The air bladders. You can make a survival or a crafts check of some kind of relevant craft. Or
you should probably help me out.
If you haven't got any help.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Let's have
craft
survival.
Alchemy. I can blow him up.
Oh, craft alchemy. That doesn't seem terrible. Who's got the best survival?
Me.
Okay, roll a survival check.
But yes, essentially I'm going to tie him up, and then we're going to try to essentially have air bladders float him across it while the rest of us kind of try to swim.
19.
That's good. Yes, you successfully attached air bladders and wrapped him up like a mummy in the hundreds of feet of rope that your cleric brought.
We're adventurers. We make up anything that isn't tied down.
Budget.
Okay. All right. I think the rest of you can take 10 on your swim checks.
Yeah.
And just sort of get across.
All right.
Soggy on the other side.
Prestidigitation, all of us dry.
Woohoo! Prestidigitation for the win.
Greatest battle ever.
Okay.
That said, I'm slightly annoyed with this.
I'm kind of looking at him going, I'm wondering if you should be allowed to die.
We're getting paid for this, right?
We didn't really discuss that.
Well,
are you good aligned at all?
No.
I knew I forgot to negotiate something.
Yeah. Also, as a side note, I take a step back. All the while we're in dry land, I essentially making a map of where we are, where we're going.
Okay.
Andrew, my character is lawful evil.
So.
Yeah. All right.
There's
so
a reason why I have a mask.
Gammon seems very insistent that you tie the knight securely, but not too tight. When you're getting him across, and he's anxious that you like untie him afterwards.
Yes.
I look at the sword and go, "Can you drown?"
No.
Damn.
I wonder. So tell me, what's your life story? As soon as he starts talking, I'm going to stick him underwater.
See what happens.
Yep, just went about as expected. Thank you, good sir. I'm sorry, I prestidigitated him dry.
That was not nice.
I am sorry, but I did it for science.
And the elf
for science.
Really
clapping. I can drop him for science.
It's your way.
Okay, I'll neutral.
Alright, so.
Okay.
Calcamity's
he would do it just to see what happens.
Yep.